Welcome to Money Adventures with TK, a podcast for the ordinary young African who is determined to get their personal finances right. Willing to have a better relationship with your money? Well, this podcast is for you.
So allow me to introduce our guest for the conversation this morning, starting with the beautiful lady right next to me. Hello, Meg. Good afternoon and welcome to Money Adventures with TK.
Hello, Daddy.
Tell us about who you are and what you do before we get into the conversation today.
All right. I'm the founder and managing director of Strategic Wealth Managers. It is an investment advisory firm and financial planning firm.
Lovely. Strategica.
Strategica, yes.
Strategica, love it. Daddy, that's our.
Hello, Daddy.
Who are you and what do you do?
I'm an aspirant corporate and personal financial advisor. I'm currently engaged as a principal officer for Pula Maribo Financial Services. Yes, sir.
Why specifically aspirant? Aren't you already, you've got the qualifications already. You can do financial planning, right?
Yeah, I can. But I'm not expected anymore. I'm working towards it.
Love it. All right, so the 4th of October till the 8th of October is regarded as the Financial Planning Week, with the 6th of October being World International Financial Planning Day. So in your views, in the line of work that you guys do, why is financial planning important in the Lesotho context?
Okay. I think financial planning in general is very important in the Lesotho context because traditionally, Basotho are not people who are very cognizant of finances. Finances to us are things that are not, they come as second nature to us. So it's not something that's taught in the home. So as you study and as you read, you realize that finance is something that starts from a very young age. Your money relationships, for instance. So in the Lesotho context, it's very important because as adults, we have never had any form of experience with finances that as adults now, we engage with professionals who are actually going to assist us with our finances. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so financial planning is very important for that reason because it helps us to manage our own finances.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I think, Delisa, just before you come in, when people think of financial planning, they think it's just about savings and just debt, but there's so much more to financial planning. So in your view, why is financial planning important and what would you say are the elements of a financial plan?
Well, it's very important because on the national level, when you talk about the prosperity of the economy needs financing. So in order to get the financing, there has to be financial plans. People need to save, people need to invest. And so for financing to be available, for economy to prosper, there has to be savings. And for people to save, there has to be financial plans. So it actually starts with a financial plan. So in order for the economy to prosper, people need to save, people need to invest, and that actually starts with financial planning. So that's why it's very important on the national level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think just as a follow-up to that, from a national level, going down to the individual. Mm-hmm. So now here I am, it's World Financial Planning Day, it's Financial Planning Week. What is a financial plan? Or literally, what are the building blocks of a financial plan?
Okay.
Personally, I know of, you need to have a budget, what I love to call a spending plan.
Your spending plan. I love the name.
Because people think a budget is so strict and so limiting. Mm. So what are the elements of a financial plan? What are the building blocks besides a spending plan or a budget in this context?
Okay, so I think the budget will hit like your whole management, what do you call that again? Personal fund, like
building blocks. Yes. Building blocks.
So then, the next one after that, you would probably want to plan for retirement. Mm-hmm. You'd want to plan for your investments or savings, like he has already said, where he was touching on the aspect of investing and savings. You'd also want to touch on matters like estate planning. Mm-hmm. Do you have a will in place? Mm-hmm. What happens to your estate if you were to pass tomorrow? Mm-hmm. What's going to go into your will, all those type of things that you'd want to consider for that as well.
Larissa, I know you're very big on investment planning, you know. So from a financial planning perspective, what should people think about when to be thinking of investment planning in this regard?
So the essence of investment planning is actually to create wealth. So I know many people want to have wealth. So in order to create wealth, you need to have a financial plan. So a financial plan actually will help you in your investment planning to actually make money work for you. So in order to do that, you need to earn interest on your money. You need to earn dividends on your money. You need to earn profits on your money. So that actually starts with having a financial plan to actually enable you to reach your goals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I like that, financial goals. I think that's the other thing that becomes very important. Mm. So because for me, I'm thinking my financial goals is financial freedom or financial independence or depending on what that is. Mm. And I love what both of you spoke about from an investment planning to estate to retirement. So maybe let's zone into retirement. And the reason I want to specifically zone into retirement is a lot of young people think they're too young to start saving for retirement. There's Tekelebeke, there's YOLO, there's all these amazing things. And people think that you need to have a lot of money to start saving for retirement. So maybe let's talk about the importance of retirement and when people should actually start saving and planning for retirement.
Okay.
Right. Well, the importance of retirement planning is actually to have sufficient retirement capital when you retire. So you'd see that most people actually don't have enough capital to sustain them after retirement. So the retirement plan actually helps you to have the sufficient income when you retire. It helps you to actually live comfortably after retirement. It also helps you to maintain your lifestyle after retirement, because some people after retirement they are not able to maintain their lifestyle. So that's the importance of retirement planning.
And I think when you say after retirement, there's this concept of longevity. People are living longer.
I was reading somewhere in the news, they said someone was 127 who died. He went into the Guinness Book of Records because he was the oldest person that has lived so far. So when it comes to retirement planning, I think one of the other important stuff is when you think of time, you ask the question is, when is the right time to start? So the right time to start is yesterday. Because when it comes to investments and when it comes to anything that has to accumulate and the compound interest, if you'd like to talk about it, it's a matter of time. And the sooner you start, the better. Because as they say, compound interest is the eighth wonder of the world. So the more you compound, the more you have and you start to earn interest on interest, the more you have. So it's called like the snowball effect. So it starts and then it starts rolling down and then gets bigger and bigger. So that's what you want to do with your retirement, is that you want to start the earlier you can start. So the sooner the better. You can start as little as you want, but the more time you have before you go into retirement, the better, because then it gives you time to grow your wealth and to actually grow your savings.
I liked when you said the best time to start was yesterday. So now there's somebody watching this video or this podcast and they're thinking, I want to start. Where do I start? Which products should I think about? Which avenues? This provident fund benefits, there is pension, there is retirement annuities. Where do I start if I want to start?
Well, you seek a financial advisor. You seek a financial someone who will help you to actually make the plan. So there are many aspects into that, because you need to know how much income you will need after retirement. And you need to know the interest that will actually help you to actually have the retirement income that you need. So you need to actually seek the advice.
So speak to a financial advisor. And I think in the last few minutes, Mayor Lerato, adding on to building on from Nadella Sawana's point, is now you've seek the help of a financial advisor. There are people who are self-employed who are also thinking, I want to start saving for my retirement, or people who are business owners who have employees. What are some of the things they should be thinking about in terms of retirement planning?
So as individuals, as we're saying, so you touched on Provident Fund, you touched on pension funds. Some of these funds are employer-based funds. So it means by virtue of being employed by a certain employer who already has these in place, then you'll become a member by simply being employed. But as an individual, you can actually go and get your retirement annuity. So those ones are voluntary. So I, as a person, I can come seek advice from a financial advisor who would advise me on the right investment vehicles I can go into to build up my retirement portfolio. So you can do that via a retirement annuity fund. For employers who actually don't have that in place, they can also do their own private funds. You can register it locally and you can get it exempt so that you're actually not liable for paying both the severance pay and paying for that the retirement fund contributions as well.
So to add on to that, you can actually have your own retirement savings, because sometimes the employer contribution and your contribution may not be sufficient. So you need to know how much you will need so that you can determine if it will be sufficient. So it's very important to know how much you will need and how much contribution you have to make in order to have the sufficient capital you need.
So now I'm imagining a case where, in closing, people are listening to this and watching this and they're like, I want to speak to Nadila Sawan about my retirement and my financial plan and my financial goals or Minaland. Where do they find you guys? And what kind of assistance do you offer them, or where can you refer them to for more information?
You can go first. So we have our Strategica pages on, I think we are there on Facebook. We are there on Instagram. It's Strategica _finance. We are available via email, and you can call us to book an appointment. We're also running free consultations so that you can see if the relationship between us and yourself is something that we can go into. So we do a free needs analysis consultation.
So they can find you on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and you have a company website.
Yes, we have a company website.
What is the website?
Well, they can find me on LinkedIn, Facebook.
And Alisa Wanamanyani.
Okay. Then we can engage from there.
Okay, great. Yeah. So this is where you find them on LinkedIn and Facebook. So if you are wondering what your financial plans look like, I encourage you to speak to a qualified financial planner or financial advisor, or in this case, you can also speak to a financial coach. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up, drop a comment below and let us know where you are in terms of your retirement planning, where you are in terms of your investment, where you are in terms of your overall financial plan. This week, the 4th of October till the 8th of October is Financial Planning Week, and we urge Basotho to really take care of the finances and take care of their financial well-being. Thank you so much for engaging with us. We will see you in the next episode of Money Adventures with TK, and of course, the podcast episode and Escapes with TK. Thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
You've been listening to Money Adventures with TK. We want to hear from you. Don't be shy to like, comment, and share. Money's an adventure. Let's enjoy the ride.